My name is Sarah Vioso. In May of 2020, I was diagnosed with glioblastoma, the most aggressive type of brain cancer known. This is my spiritual journey of completely surrendering to God's will while healing my soul through His grace. Welcome to Surviving Fear. Episode 13, Love Your Struggle. So, after diagnosis and all the crazy news that was coming in, we decided we were going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at this tumor and healing from it. And so I started talking to people that have been down the cancer road, that have been down the glioblastoma road specifically, and they had all kinds of advice. And a neighbor of mine actually came to me through my friend, which I really appreciated the fact that it wasn't just direct to me. People were very respecting of what we were going through. And instead of coming directly to me, because that can be so overwhelming, that they would go through a friend and then my friend would come to me and she would kind of, and a few of my friends were doing this for me, kind of filter in or triage the information that they felt I needed at that time, like put it in order of importance. And this one person had reached out to my friend several times and said, I really think I can help her. And, you know, sometimes it's hard because people very passionately say, you have to do this. And then someone will go complete 180 from that and say, oh, no, don't do that. You have to do this. So like I talked about before, it's like we keep trying to find those intersection points that I'm like, okay, maybe this does have some basis to it and this does have some legitimacy to it. Well, this one was completely out in left field for me. And this is a person that they call themselves a healer, and I've seen people declare themselves healers before. And I believe there are people out there that are very in touch with the human body and how, you know, powerful the mind is and the mind can be through prayer and that positive thinking. And I prefer to use the words meditation specialist just because meditating calms your body. It calms your mind. It brings your heart rate down. It helps you get stress under control. And so it's almost a therapist directly for the healing of your mind. And I know that's what therapists do, but they also take outside influences. This is like centered on you and your beliefs and your struggles. And this particular person told me in a session, because I'm like, I'm in. I've been given a death sentence within the next 15 months, so why not? I'll try anything at this point. And he told me that I needed to love my tumor. Let me say that again. I needed to love my tumor. And I was like, oh, you can just kiss it because there's no freaking way I'm going to love this thing. Look at what it's done to my life. Look at what it's done to my kids. Look at what it's done to my husband. Look at what it's done to my family and friends. You want me to love this thing? Pfft. Yeah, I actually had some other more stronger words for it that are inappropriate to say on this podcast, but love my tumor. And it's not that different from Jesus telling us to love thy enemy, is it? Love your tumor, love your enemy. It's a very interesting thought process. And because my whole thing is like, you know, as soon as I got diagnosed, people were like, you just got to fight like hell. You just have to fight and throw everything at it and fight. That's the word that kept coming up, fight. And like, I hear that referring to people that I know that have gone through cancer, like she's a fighter or he's a fighter and you're going to beat this. And the thing, and I've said this before, I know, and it says, you know, when you fight and you think of conflict, it fights back. You're coming at it full force and angry. And I'm like, oh, forget you. I'm going to beat you. I can't compete with this cancer. I can't compete with it. Like, I mean, why even bother? It's like, I can't compete with it. But I can heal from it. And there's always a lesson to be learned in the struggles. There's always something. You don't just go through struggles for the sake of you being miserable. That's not the purpose of it. There's always a purpose for the struggle. And there is a purpose for my tumor. And I started writing down today. I was just thinking about, because it just was so hard. Like, it took me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to stop saying the word literally because I say it all the time. It took me days to process love my tumor. Because all I saw from my tumor was the pain it was causing everyone around me. But again, that's what I talk about, that switch of perspective. You have to take your perspective and alter it to something positive. And some of the positives that came out of me having my tumor is my family's relationship with God is at a level that it has never been at. My kids openly praying and asking questions. My husband and I praying together. Me spending every morning and every night and, you know, sporadically throughout the day saying, hey, God, come hang out with me. This is what I got going on. I could use some advice. I could use your help, or just come watch. Look at this cool thing that's happening in my life. This tumor gave me the opportunity to be a miracle and to be hope, to be a sign of hope for people. And I know not everybody with glioblastoma or cancer comes out with a good outcome. I don't even know if I'm going to come out with a good outcome from this. I don't know. Right now, things look great. I am at the best possible case scenario I could be at. The only explanation in my mind is prayers. Prayers, God working through other people, giving us the direction that we need to go to help this temporary body of mine to continue on. Because it is temporary. My bodies and your bodies are all rentals. They're not ours. They were gifted to us. But I have an opportunity to be a miracle. I've seen miraculous things happen to people. I've seen miraculous things throughout this journey. That if I would not have gone through this, it wouldn't bring people to God. Like this, I don't call it my suffering, but it is my struggle, because I don't feel like I'm suffering anymore. In the beginning, heck yeah, I was suffering that darkness and that turmoil. But now I don't feel like I'm suffering. I feel like I'm being used by God, because I can't tell you how many times I tell people, you know, when I'm talking to them and they just look at me with their jaws dropped, like, really? I'm like, yeah, really? Really? There is no evidence of tumor in my head anymore. My oncologist said the word clear. My neurosurgeon said, I am looking at a clear MRI. Another oncologist said, it's gone. These aren't words that you hear when you're a brain cancer patient. Stable is the best you can hope for. That's what I was told. Stable. That's what you pray for, is being stable. It's not what I got. I got even more than I asked for. And I know not everybody gets this outcome. I know people don't make it they don't even get out of treatment, the first round of treatment and radiation before they succumb to this disease. And I know how lucky I am. And I appreciate how lucky I am. I don't know why it's me. And I part of me feels bad about that, because I know so many people have battled cancer, and cancer can cause so much pain to so many people around you. But I'm so grateful that it's me. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. And that's why I write in my journal. And that's why I share my story. And it's not to be boastful or to brag, but it's just, I'm hoping that my story and what I have seen and what the people around me have seen firsthand will help bring them to God. That's it. That's the only purpose for this. You know, the other joys and the other positive that have come out of me having this tumor is self-inspection. I've been able to take a very long, honest look at my life and be like, I don't think I'm doing this the best way that it can be done. Sometimes we get so caught up in the routine of things and so I don't want to say the monotony, but the repetitiveness and the have to's. I have to do this and I have to do that. That we miss real, are you doing it the best way you can? Like one of my favorite things is like, I see a guy standing on this or a gal standing on this street corner with a sign and they're sign spinners. You know, you have the guys, some of them you see they have AirPods in and they're like, can the shift get over enough fast enough? Can you just teleport me 6 hours from now and this is done? And you see them standing there and sometimes the sign's like up on end and they're just standing there leaning on it. But then you see the guy that's on the street corner and he is flipping that sign and dancing with it and enjoying it and just loving the fact that he's got music that is his jam on. And you've seen those people on street corners. You've seen them. They're holding the advertising sign and flipping it and doing fun things with it. There's a guy that's on the corner where I always drive past to go pick my son up from golf. And he is a crossing guard. And every time I pass him, when his stop sign isn't in the air helping those kids cross, he's using it as a guitar and playing air guitar. I mean, those are people that are getting life right because they're enjoying the small moments. They're living it to the best. And that's what I've been given the gift of is I didn't drop dead. I wasn't given hit by a car. I've been given this time to be like, am I really doing this the best I can do? Am I enjoying every moment? Am I loving every moment? Am I having fun and laughing and spreading joy to others? Am I doing that? Or am I getting brought down and stuck in the negativity that exists in this world? You know, the other thing that has been so positive, and I said this, I think a few days after I came home from the hospital, was like, because the amount of flowers and cards and gifts and people coming to visit and well wishes and texts and emails I was getting was just overwhelming in a phenomenal way. And I told everybody that I came in contact to is that everyone deserves to get to feel the way I felt and still continue to feel. Everyone should get to feel loved like that. And everyone should not feel alone. Like I, every night, just would have tears in my eyes, blown away by the way people had reached out and the way that, because normally, you know, the only time you get to know how loved you are is your funeral. And then you're doing it from a heavenly spot. You know, really, I'm like, have you been in a funeral and listened to the eulogist talking about the person that has crossed over and you're like, man, I didn't know that about them. I wish I had known that. I had a great conversation about it with them. I could have learned so much. I'm like, how cool is that? All the things you didn't know that you wish you would have known. I'm given that gift because of my diagnosis. People come up to me saying, you did this for me one time. It made me feel so fantastic. And I'm trying to do that to people. I'm like, this memory that I have with you is so, made me feel so good. And I don't know if you remember this, but you did this for me and it just changed my life and the smile that it brought to me. Or, you know, we take advantage of those moments and we don't express. And when you express that gratitude to somebody, you light up their world because I have gotten to feel that light. And I've gotten the perspective finally that I get to spread that light. And the other thing, positives are people that have been brought into my life because of this tumor. There are people that brought in my life that were kind of acquaintances or people that I knew of that have done simple as sitting down and writing me a letter about an experience that they had so it would give me hope. Didn't cost them a dime. But they spoke to me from their heart and tried to bring me up from a very dark place. And that is a gift. And without my tumor and without this brain cancer, I don't get to have those moments. I don't get to have that clarity. I don't get to feel that love. It's been there, but I haven't been open to it. And now that's all I see. So yeah, I love my tumor. I love, and people think I'm crazy sometimes when I say that. I'm like, yeah, what a gift glioblastoma is to my life. And I know not everybody gets to see that. And I know there are people that maybe listen to it that have glioblastoma in their life. And they're like, this disease is taking my mother away from me. I lost my father. I lost my sibling. I lost a child to this disease. So how dare you call it a gift? But like I said, this is my struggle. There are other struggles you've had in your life that if you can get out of the negative and see the positive, know that they brought something into your life that without that struggle, there was something joyous that would have never happened if you did not endure the struggle. You know, and one of the things to think about that, you know, I said, you know, I chose to heal. And that's why I go back to what the meditation specialist said, you have to love your tumor. Well, yeah, I finally got to the place where it's like, yeah, I choose to live peacefully and coexist with this tumor. I choose that because it's serving a purpose. And I think it'll continue to serve a purpose for however many days God gives me on this earth. But the reason also why I choose not to fight and to heal is because God says He fights for us. He is fighting the battle for us. We don't have to fight. He doesn't say, hey, fight. That's not what He tells us. We leave the fighting to Him. He says in Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts Him and I am helped. He shields us. He protects us. We don't protect ourselves. He protects us from any attack, whether it's medically or physical. He's the one that protects us. And protecting us might be, I think you're done. I think you've endured enough here. I want you to be in heaven with me. Sometimes that's how He protects us, because He knows the suffering that's waiting for you is more than He wants you to deal with. It's more than you can bear. So He wants to save you from that suffering. That's not always the answer we want. We don't want the answer to be death. I prefer transition. But I mean, seriously, I mean, going to heaven, that's the option? Huh. And I know it's hard for us because we, as I said before, we are humans trying to live. We're spiritual beings trying to live as humans. And the human side of us wants to cling to this earth with everything that we've got. But when you let go of that and you trust in Him, then you know that there's that place that's waiting for us that's better than we can even imagine. The other scripture I want to quote is Exodus 14:14. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. He didn't say the Lord said, go pick up your sword and come to my hip and let's go. He tells us, be still. Let me fight the battle. Trust in me. I will fight for you. He wins battles for us. He has our very best interest at heart. And truly, I mean, really, isn't there enough fighting in this world? There's enough fighting going on. Why do we need to jump in and fight when He's like, I got it. You are safe. Just think about that. Think, you have to love your struggle. Live peacefully with your struggle. I mean, like I've said before, stress is toxic. It is absolutely toxic to your body. Stress will kill you faster than anything. It will take you down. And as you live in that world of stress, you live in the dark. And by allowing yourself to look at your struggle as an opportunity to heal instead of as an opportunity of something to fight, it brings peace to your life. Let me tell you, I'm a fighter. I am a fighter by nature. And I've had to completely change my way of thinking and to choose to be more peaceful about things and heal as opposed to fight. So remember, when you're in that dark place and you're having a really hard time, focus on loving your struggle. Love your tumor. Love your challenge. And I think you'll find yourself in a much more peaceful place than if you didn't. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Vioso. See you at the next episode of Surviving Fear.
Surviving Fear is made possible by the efforts of our executive producer, JT Henderson, writer and director, Sarah Vioso, producer and editor, Kristen Walker, artistic creator, Laura Ritchie, graphic editor, Linda Lee, and musical artist and composer, Adam Vioso.